From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Syrian government negotiators at peace talks in Geneva will go home over the weekend, but have yet to decide whether to return next week, the delegation's lead envoy said on Friday, citing a statement by the opposition that President Bashar al-Assad could play no role in a transition period. The regime's chief negotiator told reporters his team will leave the UN-backed talks and that Damascus will decide if they return and continue the talks next Tuesday. Zimbabwe's newly installed President Emmerson Mnangagwa has named his new cabinet. The choices exclude members of the opposition, dashing hopes that Mnangagwa would seek to create a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Robert Gutu is a spokesman for the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change. He says that the new cabinet represents no change for Zimbabwe.
It's really a cabinet that I would say is like putting old wine in new bottles. It is like showing the reverse side of the same coin. We don't see any fundamental shift from the old order of the former president, Robert Mugabe.
Main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai told the Associated Press that there has been no dialogue with the new administration. In the United States Congress, Senate Republicans have delayed a final vote on an overhaul of the U.S. tax code in order to add language to satisfy a small group of fiscal hawks who are afraid the bill would add to the national debt. The tax bill has been widely criticized as benefiting businesses and the wealthy. The vote may come as early as later today. In Washington, this is VOA News.